Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have the dynamic Deborah Tavares, and her website is stopthecrime.net. Deborah is always finding what I call the cadaver bodies in the news, the real issues going on. Actually, one of my friends, who's my computer techie that rebuilt my computer, Al, and Al was up in Northern California, he's ex-military, up there trying to fight the fires over the weekend. And he told me some pretty scary stuff, which I'm sure is going to come up in this program, about using direct energy weapons to start the fire, and the fact that there's lots of forensics indicating that someone somewhere wanted these fires to happen. I'm sure you've got a lot more than that living
well,
up in the area.
I really need to launch into it right now because it's way beyond fires, to be honest with you. It's fires
right.
And much more.
Right.
And what everybody needs to understand is this is a red alert program right now. I'm going to hope that everybody powers this out to everyone you know, because what you're going to hear being said is diabolical, because it is diabolical. And again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. I would ask everyone to please go to the home page, click on email blast. Dr. Bill, if you could do that now, that would be wonderful.
So
you could.
So if I just go to Stop the Crime.
Yeah, StopTheCrime.net homepage, click on email blast. Because not only are we being hit with every unimaginable weaponized weather assault, but we've now also figured out that the sea level rise and storm surges are all artificially being engineered. Let me repeat. Storm surges, sea level rise are all artificially engineered, and it's with our informed consent, because they have told us in every single climate action plan throughout the entire world, every city, every community, all of your presumably elected officials have brought on this plan. We are now in a full, all-out assault on all global coastal perimeters, everywhere. So I'm going to talk about this right now.
Now we go to the page. We're on stopthecrime.net right now. Where's the email blast? Where's it?
Okay, it's going to be on the left-hand side. You're going to scroll down. It's going to say new website being constructed and hot topics. And then you're going to click it, and you're going to find it. But not to worry, I'm going to read you and go over what we posted and what we put together.
Right.
And then we're going to go over the documents that tell us. Now, I've got to tell everybody how we came up with all of this. Because of all of the fires and the fact that we understand they're all weaponized fires, we understand Pacific Gas and Electric has been involved in the smart meters, the blowing up of the smart meters, the email exchange saying they would use lasers in Northern California. Again, that's a YouTube up, plan to burn up Northern California. But now I've got to get into this artificially engineered storm surges and sea level rise. Dr. Bill, everybody that's listening needs to get this out far, 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 far. because we're going to go over it. Okay, this is a military takeover, and it's a, and we've gone through a number of military expert panel reports on sea level rise and the U.S. military's mission. Let me just tell you right off the bat, because you're going to hear me read out of the report, the military operations globally are all going to be relocated in from low-lying areas to higher ground because of their use of blast wave accelerators and the use of water, which is a renewable resource on this planet, and we're going to get into that. They're planning to relocate all military operations, all coastal communities around the perimeters of every single country. So let's go over this. What do we do when all the branches of the military and government agencies, departments, officials, and offices exist in de facto status or in name only? I mean, really, what do we do? The United States federal government, as we've so known and we've talked about, was dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9th of 1933, declared by President Roosevelt. And we know that the receivers of the bankruptcy were the United, were the international bankers via the United Nations and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Why is this all important? Because we're not, we're being operated and controlled by the military and corporations, and you're going to hear what's happening. We the people are the enemy. See Senate Report 93549. Understand who you are in the mix of this diabolical plot. The government exists today in name only, and this would be a global situation. So here are some facts. Let's read some facts here. Geoengineering or weather weapons is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate that is creating the climate changes and the reason behind all the climate action plans and resilient plans adopted in every city, town, village, state, country, and nation throughout the entire world. An illusion has been created, which appears to be real. It's not real. An extremely dangerous reality has been engineered using the power and force of economic and weather weapons and more, and the use of consensus-run policies that your countries and your cities have agreed to. All of our cities, government agencies, have signed and accepted grants to finance all of these criminal plans. The very creation of cyber cities run by Google, which we've talked about before, resilient cities, is now forming and shaping into human settlement zones. The massive global relocation of populations is within the requirements of the climate action plan. So you've all been told about these plans. No one is reporting this on the news, and no one is additionally adding to this conversation, and we need all hands on deck. People who reside outside city and urban growth boundaries are considered to live in unsustainable rural areas and creating sprawl. The climate action plans require we all reduce our greenhouse gas emissions to near zero on or before the year 2050. There is no life at these reduction goals. Understand this. This is where we're all being tricked. Recently, and this is posted on stopthecrime.net. You will find it on Hot Topics. The entire insert that we found in our bill from Southern California Edison in California. Again, all the utilities are run by Rothschild, and I'm going to read you a quote inside a bill. Recently, in an electric bill from Edison International, of course, which is in Southern California, which is run by Rothschild, the Edison CEO, Pedro Piazzio, said, "The current structure is unsustainable and new approaches are needed to mitigate climate risks." He told us that fire season is all year round and is now our new normal. He said, quote, "There must be a sharing of the increasing risk of climate impacts across society." I'm going to repeat that. There must be a sharing of increased increasing risks of climate change impacts across all societies. So let's talk about this. In short, populations are being condensed into highly populated locations with complete monitoring and without cars. Vast wireless networks with multiple layers of frequency will direct the thoughts and minds of all of us. The use of weather weapons is rapidly forcing implementation of the transformations that we're being conscripted into. All resources will be rationed, and every aspect of everyone and everything will be tracked and monitored. There is much more to discuss, of course, on all of this, and we do that in many radio shows on the social engineering of the entire population. And we recommend that you go to stopthecrime.net and look at the documents. So let's talk about sea level rise. Sea level rise is being created artificially, as you will read in the insider comment below. So again, there's much to discuss. I'm going to go right to the insider comment, and then I'm going to read out of the military documents. This is diabolical. The militaries have agreed to climate change as a war that they must fight against. And that means forcing all of you out of your homes along the coast. And we're going to read that as we continue.
Amazing. Back in a moment. Stay right there.
If you like...
On the Dr. Bill Deagle show today. We are asking everybody to please get this information out far and wide.
Absolutely.
We're talking today about artificially created storm surges and artificially created sea level rise. And it's a full assault on all global coastal perimeters through everywhere. So let's talk about this. Dr. Bill, I'm back. Okay.
Go ahead.
Before we went to break, we were talking about some things that weave in to the reports and documents that are presented to us by our military. Every single branch of the military has adopted strategies backed behind the agreement of climate change, and that includes a storm surge and sea level rise. It's all a hoax. It's being done. It's a hoax, but it is being created, and we're going to tell you how it's being created. But we're going to continue on with these documents so that you understand when you read the document that I'm talking about, which is entitled, in fact, Dr. Bill, I have it in that email blast. It's entitled Military Expert Panel Report.
Right.
Sea level rise and the U.S. military's mission, September 2016. I'm going to read it one more time.
Yeah, no, they're talking about an actual sea level rise or simulated in certain places in the world.
No, Dr. Bill, let me go on here. They're talking about massive relocations that have been now happening for several years because of the anticipated sea level rise. So let me make this very clear that everybody... to everyone that is listening. This is sea level rise that is occurring now. Now, I mentioned sometime back on an earlier
show. So it's a real sea level rise. Rather than just simulating certain places like Bangladesh, you're talking about a real sea level rise worldwide.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about how that is being, how this is occurring. Now, we spoke several shows back, Dr. Bill, about Del Mar in Southern California. It's a beautiful, expensive coastal community, very high-end. And Del Mar is now putting into their planning, we're talking about into their codes, a planned retreat strategy due to sea level rise. And they say that, and here's what's happening, the California Ocean Protection Council adopted a statewide guidance in March of 2017, that recommends planning for a 7.1 sea level rise for Del Mar in Southern California. Seas will rise as much as 10 feet by 2100, they go on to say. Del Mar residents say no form of planned retreat is practical for them because of the large numbers of homes involved, the high property values, and the lack of space at higher elevations to move the small town into. But listen to this. The California Coastal Commission requires, I'm going to repeat this, the California Coastal Commission requires all coastal cities to have sea rise adaptation plans and to include planned retreat as part of their strategy. Failure to comply with the Coastal Commission's requirements will result in the Coastal Commission refusing to certify cities' plans, robbing cities of the authority to approve permits for developments such as seawalls, protection of homes, protection of businesses, effects of roads, and other structures. The Coastal Commission will assume local city authority for all of the permitting processes if you are within the Coastal Commission's jurisdiction. Planned retreat is defined as a strategy of gradually removing man-made structures such as seawalls, homes, roads, and public buildings in advance of rising sea. So I started to look at this because recently I saw some villages around the coast of Africa that these villagers were being relocated into camps and moved out of their fishing villages, and they talked about the difficulty living as refugees into these camps because of the continuous lapping of the sea swells on their coastal areas.
Yeah, let me ask a tough question though. First off, I believe in asking really tough questions. Even if you have a regional area where there's increased, let's say Bangladesh or along a certain place in the African coast of sea surges, does it mean that there's a global rise? And I'm skeptical about a total global rise because
it's not a global rise. So please let me tell you what is happening here. Okay? It's actually a twofold situation, but I'm going to address one part of it right now because I'm jumping ahead of how I really would like to explain this. But I want everybody to hear a couple of things, because as you look at this report by the military, that, by the way, encompasses all branches of the military in agreement, and it's a consensus agreement. It's really important to understand consensus depends. Here's the definition. Consensus depends on participants having shared values and goals and on having broad agreement on specific issues and overall direction. Consensus implies that everyone accepts and supports the decisions and understands the reason for making those decisions. Advisory meetings, such as the military document that is posted on stopthecrime.net about sea level rise, again, it's a consensus-based document. And how consensus meetings are created is that they're facilitated and manipulated by trained leaders that create the illusion that your ideas are being crafted into policies for your community or the topic that you're there for. The meetings employ the Delphi technique, which is a format of manipulation and control, and promotes the consensus plot. Tightly monitored control of citizens in attendance in these manipulations are necessary to create the illusion that the people that are participating are helping to create policies. People are not creating these policies. All these agendas or policies have already been created and are already being stealthily agreed and accepted by your incorporated government's officials in all departments.
Now I have to stop you for a second. I have to get you to hang on, Deborah. What you've not established yet is that, number one, there is not global sea level rising. Number two, there may be surges occurring in certain places in the world, but then the Delphi technique is used to actually push this forward to a policy to literally start people moving people, roadways, and even seawalls away from the damage areas that could happen from sea surges. What's going on now is...
Okay, so now let's talk about what it is that's happening.
So my question is that they actually have policy. They have policy before science is what I'm saying. Please continue.
So there is no science here other than false science. But let's go into a combination of a couple of things that have occurred. First of all, this is not part of the military report. This is what we found in the NASA war document. And we're going to discuss what is happening. It's called the Blast Wave Accelerator, as discussed in the NASA war document on StopTheCrime.net. And it is being deployed to create the new modeling for higher sea levels. The creation of higher waves and the daily increased heavier lapping of the waves against the coastal area shores will cause increased erosion and the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's coastal seashores.
Right.
The Blast Wave Accelerator is part of causing the coastal seashore erosion called sea level rise, and there's more. Join us at the other side of this break.
We'll be back in a moment.
It's been said.
And welcome back, and so Deborah, you're going to explain this NASA war document, a certain page, the Blast Wave Accelerator.
Yes, I am.
The fact is,
if you go to stopthecrime.net, please scroll down where it says a new website and hot topics. And on the left-hand side, you will see email blast out. If you haven't signed up for email blast outs, that's where you find it. So take a read of this blast out, because what I'm discussing was blasted out, including the attachment of the military documents that say they're acknowledging climate change. And climate change is, of course, as we know, the deliberate large-scale manipulations of the Earth's climate by geoengineering or weather weapons. That's the climate change. And
right,
the military is now engaged in massively implementing, which we've seen here in Northern California, from all of the exceptionally hot, fast-moving fires resulting in many things. I don't want to get off topic, Dr. Bill, but let me get back on with this blast wave accelerator definition.
Well, what is it? And explain,
okay,
where it's deployed.
In the NASA war document, you will find on page 59, but I'm going to read this to you. The blast wave accelerator, as discussed in the NASA war document on StopTheCrime.net, is being deployed to create, in part, the new modeling for higher sea levels. Creation of higher waves and the daily increased heavier lapping of the waves against all coastal seashores will cause increased erosion and is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's coastal seashores. The blast wave accelerator is in part causing coastal seashore erosion called sea level rise. The blast wave accelerator, again, it's on page 59 of the NASA war plan.
Right.
And they say that it is global precision strike on the cheap. No barrel, excellent stealth, no plume, being worked on at Aberdeen and NASA MSSC for lofting of fuel and nanosats. In 1944, the U.S. military worked with the New Zealand government and developed a devastating tsunami bomb to send a 33-foot wave crashing onto Japan's coast, designed to destroy coastal cities, a top-secret tsunami bomb from World War II. This
right.
was the planned backup weapon if Fat Boy and Little Boy, the code names for the two atomic bombs dropped over Japan in World War II, had not detonated. So had they failed to detonate, they were going to use the blast wave accelerator. The code name, everyone, you can look this up, the code name is Project SEAL, S-E-A-L. The weapons of mass destruction relied on a series of 10 large offshore blasts and was tested off the coast of New Caledonia at the time and Auckland. Now worked on as the blast wave accelerator. So what we have is the use of a weapons system that is creating the climate change. Weather weapons, storm surge weapons, globally, and it's all discussed in the climate action plans. Everyone that is listening, please find your climate action plan or resilient plan in your town. Read the kinds of assaults that you're going to face, because each climate action plan will outline the types of weather weather consequences that will occur in your cities. And in the areas of fire, fire is underscored in the plans. Where I started looking for all of this so that all of you understand is because of the weaponized fire assault and the fact that Pacific Gas and Electric, who is Rothschild, has been creating a lot of the weaponized weather events and fire events that we've been suffering here in Northern California. And I was looking at the various climate action plans as it related to the fires in Sweden, in Greece, in Norway, other places throughout the world that have fires. When you look at their climate action plans, it specifies in there the types of weather events they will experience, and they have to quickly reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, or they're going to experience.
Deborah, let me insert some important science here for you. We talked about this briefly last week. There's a number of what's called fire accelerants, and you mentioned one of them, which is the aluminum. They actually put 4 nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum nanoparticles. What they do is they change the air into what's called a plasma so they can pulse what's called standing waves to change weather systems in the upper troposphere, 70,000 to 80,000 feet, roughly. The second thing that happens is the ultraviolet light is getting increased because they're not fixing the ozone layer, which is damaged not only by Fukushima Daiichi, all support companies are American for TEPCO. So they don't want it fixed, and post-geriatric reactors are pumping out tritium and other isotopes like thorium, etc., and radioiodine, which punch holes in the ozone layer. And the primary accelerant out there, besides these nanoparticles, is ultraviolet light. So that, and then on top of that, they have drones and directed energy weapons. I just talked to one of my military buddies who's actually working on my computer. He was up there in the fire damage zones this weekend, and he told me he saw evidence of directed energy weapons. He's a military guy.
Wait a minute, because Dr. Bill, I was here at a meeting here on Friday, and the sheriff was here. We were told in the car fire, which is the Redding fire here about an hour and a half north of where I am, and by the way, we've had many days of smoke, but they were saying that they were unable to use aerial assaults in the beginning of the fires because of all the drones that were up there.
Right.
I asked the sheriff, I don't want to get off into this because this is a whole other topic. I want to finish the sea level erosion and the directed artificially engineered storm surges and sea level rise. The fires are all part of it, of course. It's all war. It's war using fire. I want to read a couple of things. Again, it's in the email blast for those of you that have not yet looked at it. I'm going to read to you a couple of things. And I was starting to talk about consensus. Consensus is important to understand, and I only have a few minutes and I don't have time to explain it. So I'm going to hope that every single one of you read this entire email blast, because now I'm going to read something out of a military document. It says, there is a growing consensus that planners and military and policymakers must consider a range of projections of coastal impacts to inform their decisions. This is a concerted shift that has taken root in the past few years and shows new mindset regarding how to plan for coastal impacts and how they will affect the defense installations globally. They go on to, and this is an excerpt from the military report. Infrastructure at coastal installations is in need of upgrade or replacement. Integrating already planned or forecast construction planning and execution with efforts that will be required to deal with sea level rise, which will eliminate project duplication and conflicts in project execution and will permit the development of realistic long-term infrastructure programming. They go on to say that they will be relocating almost 2,000 military sites. But it is very, very important to understand that the military is behind all of this. The military is behind the geoengineering programs. And let's read this, okay? It's important to understand how we're being duped, and that's what I'm trying to get across here. We're being duped in meetings. They're advisory meetings. I've tried to get on some, and they tell me I have to agree upon a consensus outcome. A consensus outcome is not science. It's a group of people that all agree, and the majority of that agreement wins. And they're filled with trained facilitators that are pushing policies that are already created, and creating the idea that we're making policies right then and there, and we're not. So that's basically a quick summation of that. But again, consensus is insidiously implemented without the public's knowledge and informed consent based upon, not based upon real science. So remember, our governments are de facto. So we're going to talk about the advisory meetings. We're going to talk about how all of this is being programs leading to genocide. And we're going to go over that when we return from the break.
Sounds good. And I've got a couple of quick questions we'll talk about on the break. And what I see happening is major climatic changes, and the sea level is rising. If you look at the National Geographic and these other sources, you'll see evidence of it. What's going on is, why is it rising? And we can talk about that in another program or simulcast. It's really important to understand they're going to use this as a weapon against the populations, aren't they?
Well, they are. And so what do we know? We know that we don't have a government. Our government exists today in name only. And here are some facts, okay? And actually, interestingly enough, I got this out of the Russian Climate Action Plan. And this is what they say about climate. They say, trading carbon quotas is pure, unadulterated myth. It's like trading air. They say creating false emission quotas would provide a revenue source for all government budgets. The Kyoto Protocol is an intergovernmental gulag with interventionalism in the level of international governance. In other words, governance taking over. The
right.
Kyoto Protocols would tighten environmental requirements and allow corporate control while phasing out smaller, inefficient industries and businesses. The protocols were not based on principles of justice and equality unless signed and ratified by all countries. Existing environmental regulations, they say, are inadequate for monitoring emissions, which is false. There would be a trade-off between economic growth and all countries' emissions obligations. That's what we're seeing here in the United States. There is no link between climate and CO2. Hence, the Kyoto Protocol is a scientific scam. Even if the Kyoto Protocol is implemented, impact on science would, on climate would be insignificant. The protocol, in part, it is in part of the EU's conspiracy to increase cost of competitors' goods via greening. And then we found in the World Bank, for everyone that's listening, that they've already created investment strategies to make enormous profits and huge amounts of money by global disruption and the creation of completely new cities and markets. And we must learn the truth and recognize the danger we all face, and look at solutions that we may or may not have. So when I look at the climate action plans, I look at the fraud of climate change being pushed in all of the local newspapers, and as a result of the fires, all we're hearing is a new normal, a new normal, a new normal. And I just really want to emphasize what that what the PG&E Southern California Edison CEO Rothschild also said. He said that everybody will be responsible for participating in the consequences of climate change across all societies. He says there must be a sharing of the increasing risk of climate change impacts across society, quote unquote. I also want to say that Pacific Gas and Electric up here in Southern California has paid off some legislators. Again, we don't have legislators that are really working on our behalf. They're just clearing the roadway for more criminal bills to be passed. But there's a bill already to let PG&E off the hook of any costs of the fires, which in fact include not only their admission of not mitigating the foliage around their wires, but of course they'll never ever mention smart meters. They'll never mention that email exchange between Pacific Gas and Electric and the Public Utility Commission. So, Dr. Bill, what I am saying is the second cause, as I understand it, and I know we're going to do another show on how we're seeing the hoax of sea level rise, but it's my understanding also that the perimeters of all coastal areas, it's much like a honeycomb, in fact, the earth is. And when we pump the aquifers, we pump all the water out of them, like what we're seeing happening in Ventura County right now. Those aquifers are filling up with the heavier aspect of salt water, because salt water is heavier than water. And so we're seeing salt water intrusion. And all we have to do is what Muammar Gaddafi did with his great man-made river project, is access the primary water. Again, we have a YouTube up, Primary Water Explained.
Right.
Direct that primary water into the aquifers and literally hold back the saltwater intrusion along the coastlines. But we have the blast wave accelerators. We have the makers of rogue waves, sneaker waves up here on the coast. We had many attempts by the late Rosalind Peterson to warn everybody relentlessly about the U.S. Navy's absolute use of weapons along the coastlines here in the United States. They were detonating bombs. They were using frequencies. They were destroying natural kelp areas and other aspects of sea life along the coastlines. She was trying to get this out for a number of years, and in fact, she was going to all these meetings with all these flyers and information about trying to stop the U.S. Navy from destroying our coastlines. Why is the military doing this? Because the military is working for the operators of all the money. Our military is behind global warming, climate change policies, which also will require all people to be in human growth settlements or within your urban growth boundaries as specified in the climate action plan.
Deborah, let me mention something important, and you can follow up on this. What if the average temperature becomes like the average temperature in Phoenix, say 116 today? What if we're having so many vile days where they're extremely hot or cold, or the weather is so extreme we can't grow crops, we have a massive crop failure? What if the ultraviolet light is so strong, when you plant crops, they all turn white because the ultraviolet light literally fries it before it produces a head like wheat or corn?
Well, and Dr. Bill,
that day is coming, isn't
they
it?
They want 83% of the population within the United States murdered by the year 2025. The what-ifs are this is designed depopulation and genocide. That is what these climate plans and climate action plans are that have been fully engaged, fully activated, with the backing of the deep military behind it. So I can only say to everybody that's listening, look this up for yourself. It is spelled in the documents. You will see military documents saying that a consensus has been decided upon to activate complete relocation of all low-lying military activities. Read this document. You will be as stunned as I am. And it takes a lot, I will tell you, Dr. Bill, to get me stunned. But when I suddenly realized the enormity of this massive darkness and manipulation globally of all peoples, by the every government agency, every government.
Well, and also these scientists, like the Union of Concerned Scientists,
yes,
talking about healthy planet and safer world. These scientists are captured by it. The same people that are, you know, East Anglia University in London are working with the United Nations to actually put forward false science, to put their agenda forward to actually control the populations. If you can remove 75% of the world's population lives within less than 50 miles of the coast, if you can displace those populations, you can destroy most of the world's population, can't you?
Well, you absolutely can, and as demonstrated in the document that we were presenting with Barry Trower in Cooking of Humanity, we found another aspect of that document that was not covered in that YouTube, Cooking of Humanity. And that was a document that showed a map of the United States. And Dr. Bill, we're not going to have time to discuss that today. I will simply go on to say this. The map that you will see me holding was a plan to also move people off of the coastal areas, because with the coastal sea breeze and the ions, people are less seduced by frequencies and mind control.
Oh, really?
Dr. Bill, I look forward to our next show. Please, everyone, get this out far and wide. Start getting this out. It's a big nut to absorb.
Yeah, this Union of Concerned Scientists, I'll post up that link and others. And, of course, visit stopthecrime.net. We're going to do some simulcasts this week. This is serious. And believe me, I think the game is on. I think we're going to see more extreme weather, more droughts, more crop failures, more fires in countries around the world, more displaced populations on the coastal areas. This is not a joke. It's real, and it's happening right now.
And the climate action plans tell you, everyone's been informed. It's informed consent.
Absolutely.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.